February 28th, 2017.
So last week we learned the Mishnah on Pehei Amid Aleph, and the Gemara to the bottom of Amid Aleph. The Mishnah had this famous machlokes that was repeated in the previous parak a few different places. What's the din of Shechita Sheinu Ruya? You shecht an animal, and it turns out that it's a trefa. So the din is that the Shechita is Metahir Medei Nevela, if you did the Shechita properly, just that the animal had a disease that made it into a trefa. So there was a machlokes, Hatanoim, Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, but the Shechita Sheinu Ru'uya has a din of Shechita benegia to the mitzvah Kisei Adam. Is there a mitzvah to do the Kisei Adam? Benegia to the din of Osvez Beno, whether there's a prohibition. If you shoot two animals, Osvez Beno, there's no prohibition. Only if you shecht them. So what if you shechted the Osvez and the Beno, but one or both of them were trefus? So the Shechita is chal the time of the Nevela, but it's not matir b'achila. Is that called Shechita or not? That it should be prohibited because of Osvez Beno. In the third case, was about a ganav who steals shor v'seh v'tovach o mochar, he shechts it or he sells it, then the penalty is greater than kefal. Not only does he have to pay keren the kefal, he has to pay another two or three times. Chamisha boker shalom tachas hashor v'ar betzon tachas haseh, that's called dalet v'he. He pay four times as much or five times the value of the animal. So if he shoots the animal, that's not called tovach. He chokes the animal, drowns the animal, that's not called tovach. Tovach, he did a good shechita, but he shechted an animal, that's a trefa. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So the Gemara said on our daf, this is how we passed in Aloha, the Rebbe, the one who edited the Mishnah, made his own compromise in this machlokes. He made a pshara that benegia to Kisei Adam, since it says in the Chumash, if he shecht shor, how does it say? By Kisei Adam, shecht chaya o of ashe yeyochel. Since it says the two words, ashe yeyochel, so here has to be a shechita haruya. If it's not going to be muta b'achila, so there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. But when you get to osvez beno, when you get to the god of being chaim dal dehei by tovach u'mochar, there the pasuk doesn't say asher ye'ochel. So there we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. There we hold like Reb Meir that shechit shenivui ishmo shechit. So we got up to the last line, I think, on pehei omer aleph, going over to omer beis. So the Gemara says omer ababe lo lakol omer Reb Meir shechit shenivuya Shema Shechita. Not with respect to all halachas. I'm not sure. Maybe you already learned this. I forgot already. We'll see. Ramei hol Shechita Shenivuya Ishma Shechita, but not with respect to everything. Not with respect to all. Why? Moide Ramei will admit Eina Mati Rosa Bachila. That is also Bachila. Fashteit something. It's a double poshut. It's a trefa. Of course, it's also Bachila. That's a pella. The Gemara will explain. And Reb Shimon also, there are cases where there are certain halachas where Reb Shimon will agree. Shechita Sheinu Ruya ish mashchita. That what? By the Reb Shimon will admit shemitarasa midei nevel. That's a din mishnayis kaseida that if shecht an animal, he did a perfect shechita. He didn't violate any of the shechita, but the animal is diseased in such a way that it's a trefa. So the shechita is mitar midei nevel. So now the Gemara goes back. Omar, they're quoting what Rav Abba said, and they're going to elaborate on it. Omar Mar, lo lakol Omar Rav Meir shechita sheni bo yeshma shechita moide Rav Meir sheni matirasa b'achila. Big chiddush. Rav Abba discovered in America that if you shecht an animal, that's a trefa. Even though Rav Meir holds shechita sheni bo yeshma shechita, you're not allowed to eat the trefa. Gemara said pshita. Trefa b'shechita mi mishtarya. What do you think? He shecht a trefa, I mean, buta b'achila. That's exactly. If you didn't do a shechita, then it's called a nevela. If you did do the shechita, it's not a nevela. Then it's a trefa. Of course, it's awesome. So what's the chiddush that Rav Abba says? And Moshe says no. Shnei malagrois a chiddush. Lo tzricha. The chiddush of Rav Abba is in the following case: he shechts a cow, and there's a ben pekua, there's an uber inside. So the cow, the big cow on the outside, happens to be a trefa. So the shechita is not mata, the big cow b'achila, but it was a perfect shechita. The uber inside is nishken trefa. So one could have argued the point and said, shechita is ben peku es chal on the uber, the mother is a trefa, so you can't eat the mother, but the uber is nishken trefa. So you should be permitted to eat the uber. So that's what he says. Like Tzricha, the Chiddush of Rabbah is Shecher is Hatreif, a Motzba Ben Teschai. There's an Uber inside. That's called a Lochadoshov. It's a regular lot. Salka Daita Hamina. One might have mistakenly thought, hold the Omar Amesh Chiddush and Uber Shmashchita. The Shchita on the mother was a perfect Shchita. So the mother is a treifa, but the uber inside should be nita b'shchita simo. Tahari le shchita simo. The shchita of the mother should be good for the uber. Lo le boy shchita, I should say the uber inside is a ben paku. It doesn't need any shchita menater. Kamash malon that it's not so. So let's talk a question. Why is it not so? It's a good question. Why is it not so? Is it because of a svara? Huh?
Is an unhealthy animal.
Right, the mother is unhealthy.
You can have the same problem that the mother
has. Nah, let's say the doctors look at it, they say the uber is healthy. The mother is not healthy, the uber is healthy. So let's talk a question, why not? Is it because of a svara? How can it be that the shechita is chal on the uber to a greater extent than it's chal on the mother? That's why. Or is it something more than that? Is it a svara? Lo yehei tofel cham aneikar? Or is it something more than that? So that's what Rab Chaim Soloveitchik has and Rab Yosef Engel has. They both have, they live the same time. Approximately, Rab Yosef Engel was a Poilusher. He usually has Poilusher Torahs. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, a different style. But they have a lot of times exactly the same thing. So here they have exactly the same on this Gemara. They both say, let's say I shech the behemah and I take the flesh and I cook it with milk. That's as Aitigi said. The Shechita was perfect. And I cooked it with milk. I shech the behemah, I take the flesh, I cook it, but chaza. So there has a tam of chaza, so you can't eat it. It's hazaita gisa. But if you shech the treifa, it's not just the shechita was 100% shechita, but it happens to be a sickly, diseased animal, so you're not allowed to eat it because it's diseased. No. When you shech the treifa, felten het the shechita. The shechita is incomplete. Not just that the shechita is perfect, but it's hazaita gisa of treifa. It's an incomplete shechita. So that's why if it's an the mother is a treifa, the shechita on the mother is incomplete. So it can't be chal on the uber more than it's chal on the mother. Not just because lehei tafel cham on the iker. It's more than that.
So why did he cause?
Yotzei min ha-treifa. What?
Would it be?
The uber should be yotzei min ha-treifa. The din is that it's not. It's a good question. Why not? Okay, it's a question. Why not? A blood from a treifa is mutter. Let's say a cow was a treifa and gives birth to a blood. So just because the cow was a treifa doesn't make the blood treifa. That's a question of Zeb Zegorim. You have to have a father and a mother in order to have a blood.
Milk from a
treifa is also. Yeah, milk from a treifa is also. If you have a bird that's a treifa lays an egg, so the eggs from a treifa are also awesome. But the Vlad that's born, so the Gemara says that you have to have a Zohar Nekev, you have to have a father and a mother. So if the father was kosher and the mother is a treifa, only one is a treifa, the other one is not, that's called Zeb Zegorim. Zeb Zegorim is a machlokes hatarayim within the din of Yotzei min ha'osar. If you have a treifa gives off milk, or a treifa chicken gives off eggs, so Yotzei min ha'osar is osar. What if something is Yotzei min ha'osar umin amuta? You need two gormim. That's called Zev Zegorim. The Heter and the Issa together combine to give birth to a vlad.
The cow eats the grass. The grass is also a Zev Zegorim. You say, by Yochas Pesach, but ain't comets and grass, and it's a Zev Zegorim.
In the other direction, it's a Zev Zegorim. Let's say you have a cow that's perfect and he eats comets. Years ago, they used to soak kernels of grain in moisture and feed it to the cows. I don't think they do anymore. Maybe they do, I don't know. So that was a shaylah of Zev Zegorim. The cow, if it doesn't eat any food, is not going to be able to produce any milk. The main gorim is the cow. But without the food that it eats, it's not going to give off any milk. It has to have nourishment. So that's a shaylah in Zev Zegorim. But if you have a reverse, so we paskin Zev Zegorim, strictly speaking, Zev Zegorim is mutter, and the taz has a chumrah, that if the cow eats chum, it's bit pesach, so Zev Zegorim on Pesach is considered like Mashahu, and Chametz B'Pesach is B'Mashahu. Whatever milk they milk from the cows before Pesach, even if the cows ate Chametz all year long, so Zev Zegorim Kodim on Pesach is like Mashahu Kodim on Pesach. That's what he quotes. The Taz quotes such a Ran on Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Ran on the Rif. The Ran on the Rif interprets Ahavamin in the Gemara. The Maskana, it's not true. The Ran interprets Ahavamin in the Gemara that Zev Zegorim is Mutter because it's a form of Bittul. it's compared to bittul. So chametz bit pesach is b'mashu. Chametz kedema pesach is batel b'shishim. So that's what, based on that taz, that's why a lot of people have that chumer. They won't drink milk that was milked from the cows on Pesach if the cows were eating chametz on Pesach. If they ate chametz before Pesach and they took the milk before Pesach, that's chametz kedema pesach is not b'mashu, it's batel b'shishim. But on Pesach they won't drink. Unless you're not for sure that they don't feed the cows chametz b'pesach. But usually they do. In the farms, very often they do feed the cows chametz b'pesach. So by the last day's chalamoid, it's ganz possible that the milk that you'll buy for the last day's chalamoid, or last day's of Pesach, will have been milked from a cow on Pesach. So the tazat chumer that you shouldn't drink that milk on Pesach. Chametz Shabbat Pesach, nah. All things such a chumer. But the other way, it wouldn't be a problem. Let's say a pig eats grass. The pig gives off milk. So that's Yetzim and Ha'asa. You don't say, no, it's a Zevzat Garim because the pig eats grass. The main Garim is the animal. You say it L'chumra. If a kosher cow is eating Chametz B'Pesach, then you call it, if you hold Zevzat Garim, his asa is like mashu, and it asa the Pesach, so you call it a zevzegorim. But you wouldn't say it's a zevzegorim lahatir. If you're going to milk a pig, and the pig is eating kosher food, and without eating any food doesn't produce any milk, that wouldn't be called zevzegorim. The main gorim is the behem. The food that the behem eats, is that's a secondary degree of a gorim.
So if you know that the male part of the was also treif, then what happened?
Then the vlad should be a osa.
Should be osa.
Will be osa, yeah. But you go about Saroyf, right? Behemoth, if you don't know who the father is.
Yeah, but nowadays you can find out.
Okay. Hanachanami, then it'll be osa. It's a whole sugi in chulin. Oh, this is chulin.
So, yeah, yeah.
It's a sugi in Elu Trefis. Daf Nun Ches. There's a whole sugi about this.
So, do you have to go out of your way to find out if you can?
You should, yeah. Yeah.
So, there's no such thing as a shchitiv and a trefa. In other words, it doesn't exist. We shouldn't even refer it as a shchita.
We call it a shchita that is metarmin de nevel. But shchita strefa is not a zaita gisa because it's unhealthy, right. So you shouldn't eat it. Like if I have I shech to the beim, I take the flesh, I cook it with milk. That's a zaita gisa. Right. The shchita was perfect. Here, shchita strefa felt in het shchita. It's an incomplete het shchita. So that's.
It's not applicable, shchita, to the treif.
Yeah, it's not chal on the behema with respect to achila, right? Rav Soloveitchik said that this shtikl Torah, Rav Chaim explained a few Ramams with this. This was Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's bar mitzvah pilpul. He was learning chulin at the age of bar mitzvah, and his father father was the Beis Halevi, so the father told him he should say his own shtikl Torah. So this was his shtikl Torah. And this Gemara, and he explained another Gemara, and a few Ramams with it, that shchita strefa is not a zaita geisa, it's a felt nehet the shchita.
It's not like shchita shene ruya.
No, this is called shchita shene ruya.
Yeah.
Shchita strefa is the example of shchita shene ruya. But there's no machlekes here. Rav Meir also agrees that shchita strefa is not even mata the uber. The strefa for sure will be us. Even the uber will also not be muta. So that's the first thing that he says.
It's not ruya for the
shchita. It's not ruya
l'achila.
But
now we're saying that
it's not called a shchita vis-a-vis achila. Vis-a-vis it is a perfect shchita, so it doesn't have tumas nevelas. But with respect to heter achila, it's not called a shchita at all. So even the yubo will also be awesome. Kamashmalam. Vegmar Kasha, what do you mean? He's saying, Rab Meir ho shchita sheni ruya, shmo shchita. So one would have thought that if you shecht a cow and it has an uber inside a bentas chai, so the vlad is nita b'shchita simo, so even if the mother was a trefo, I would have thought the uber should also be nita b'shchita. Vegmar, what are you talking about? It is bara. Rav Meir doesn't hold there's a din of ben puku if it's a ben teschai. Rav Meir says shchitas ha'eim is mate the uber b'achila is only if the uber is mace or it's a ben ches. It's like kol alachadoshim. But if it's a ben teschai inside the womb of the mother, Rameh doesn't often the din of ben pekur like we think. He holds it's only if the uber is dead already. If the uber is only lo kodol lechadoshim, it's only ben shmeina. So the Gemara, you're right. When we gave this nafkemina, Amar Abami, who is it over here? Amar Ababa, he says moider Reb Meir. It doesn't mean moider Reb Meir. La tzvicha zog the Gemara. The Rebbe sova la karab Meir, we sova la karabon. Sova la karab adam shchita sheni ruya. Shmo shchita. Rebbe usually paskin shchita sheni ruya. Ishmo shchita. The one exception to the rule is kisei adam, because it says asher yeochel. On the other hand, Rebbe in the Mishnayis, Rebbe edited the Mishnayis, he was so same, the Sova la Karabana Nam Shchita Simon B'tah Rasa. Rebbe Paskin, this is the way we Paskin, that there is a din of Ben Pekur, even on a Ben Teschai. So I would have thought, you can't say within Reb Meir, Meir doesn't believe in a din of Ben Pekur by Ben Teschai, but the Chiddush is within Reb Yud Anasi, within Rebbe. I would have thought, Kivin Am Rabbana Shchita Simon B'tah Rasa, since a shchita and a mother helps for the up, I would have thought, but tahani le shchita simo, it should help for the uber, v'lo the boy shchita, sheminita b'shchita simo menator, kamash malon, that is not so. Even if you all like Reb Meir, shchita sheni bui, it's more shchita, but it can't be mata the uber bachil. So that was the first half of what Rabbi Abba said. Then the second half of what he said was, v'lo la kalom Rabbi Shimon, Shchita sheni bui alav shma shchita. Shimon bar Yochai holds shchita if he shecht a treifa. It's not called a ma'aser shchita. Not been aged to osav es beno. Not been aged to kisei adam, and not been aged to the din of dalid vehei a ganafus talach macha. Lo lakol. But Reb Shimon doesn't say across the board. Moide Reb Shimon shemit tarasa midei neveila. This Reb Shimon admits if he shecht a treifa, it's not called a neveila. It doesn't have a isin neveila. Freg digmar pshita. Everybody knows that. That's Mishnah is all over the place. What do you need? Rabbi Abba discovered America. The Mishnah say it like that. If you didn't have a good shchita, it's an isa nevela. If you had a perfect shchita, but the animal is a treifa, then it's mitar midei nevela. So the Moya pshita, we know that din from psukim. Dom Rab Yehuda Omar Rav. Rab Yehuda was a Talmud. He learned by both Rav and Shmuel. So half the time he quotes Rav, half the time he quotes Shmuel. This is not Reb Yehuda. In the Mishnayis, there's a Tana Reb Yehuda. This is Rab Yehuda, the Amor who lived in Bavel. He didn't have smicha. That's why he's called Rab Yehuda. So Am Rab Yehuda, Am Rab. He quotes the name of Rab. The Amrila, another version has it, that B'masnita Tano, it says, B'feirish, and the Brai says, not just the Rab said it, that we have a pasuk chumash, V'chiyomis menabheima, Asher ilachem liyochlo. If an animal drops dead, then it didn't have a shchita. So then it says, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara Darshan says, Chayam is min habehema. Some behemas yes, min is a mute. Some yes and some no. Mixes behema matama, mixes behema ain't a matama. Which behema is not matama? Zakhtamar veizu. Which is the animal that is not matami afterwards? That zu trefa sheshchata. If you shechted a trefa, then it's not called the chayamas. It's not called chayamas. It didn't die a natural death. So everybody knows that then. So what do Rabbi Abba have to say? This big chiddush that even though Reb Shimon holds that shchita sheni ruya. Lav shma shchita, but if you shech the treifa, it is matam deinavel. So Mishnah is all over the place. You don't need Rabbi Abba to say that. So the Gemara nei lo tzvicha shenei malachidish. Rabbi Abba is telling me the following chidish. Lo tzvicha the shechet es hatreifa the hichulim boazor. What's a din if you shech chulim boazor? So you're not allowed to. It's not permissible to shech chulim boazor. Just like you're not allowed to shech kachim bachutz. You have to shecht all the karbonis in the Azor, so you're not permitted to shecht chulin in the Azor. What kind of an iser is it? So that's a machloikas hatanoim and a machloikas amaroim and nazir, whether it's an iser derais and iser derabonim. And it's a double machloikas. The iser against shechting chulin b'azorah is the aver and aver derais. And then the din is if you did shecht chulin b'azorah, you're not allowed to eat it. So is that iser achila? Is that derais or derabonim? So the one who holds it's an iser to shecht it, menatora holds. And you're not allowed to eat it, menater. The one who says it's mutter to shecht it, so it's mutter to eat it also. So here the Gemara is working on the assumption that chulam azar is an isa deraisa. But the aveira of chulam azar is only if you shecht it. Let's say there's an animal nazar and I shoot it. So that's called chulam azar. That's not chulam azar. Chulam azar is an isa if you shecht it. So what if a person... So what if one should assume that the Yisra Chulam Azor is an Yisra Deraisa, so it's a Shchita Sheni Ruya? If you Shech Chulam Azor, it's Shchita Sheni Ruya. So one might have mistakenly thought if one holds like Reb Shimon, that if you shech chulin ba'azara, you have violated the Issa deraisa and it's also bachila, so one might have thought it's a shechita shein ruya, so it shouldn't even be mitar midei nevela. You have two issues at the same time. If you're shechting an animal that's a treifa, so we say the shechita is mitar midei nevela. If you shecht chulin ba'azara, a behemoth that's chulin ba'azara, so I say you violated the avera chulin ba'azara. He was talking combination of both together. A shecht, an animal that's chulin ba'azara, and it happens to be a treifa. It's both chulin ba'azara and happens to be a treifa. So Reb Shimon would say there's no isa deraisa of chulin ba'azara because it's a shechita shenirui, because it's a treifa. So one might have thought mistakenly that since it's a treifa, so the prohibition of chulin ba'azara doesn't apply. So since it's not called a shechita for chulin ba'azara, so it shouldn't be considered shechita meneged to be mitar midei nevela either, because it's one shaila: did you do a shechita? Did you not do a shechita? So that's what Rababa said. No, even though Reb Shimon holds shechita shenivuya, lav shmo shechita, but it is mitar midei nevela. Even in this complicated case, even this funny case, you don't say mimanav shach. Is it a shechita? Is it not a shechita? No, meneged to chulin ba'azara, I say it's not a shechita. Meneged to the time of day nevela, it is called a shechita. The same shechita I split. That's what the Gemara says. Lo tzricha, the case is, he's shechting a treifa, which is a chulin ba'azara. The Tanya, we have a braisa. A shechet is a treifa. Either he shechts an animal, he knows in advance it's a treifa, yeah, or he didn't discover that it was a treifa until after he shechts, it opens up, and he checks the sirchas, he checks the lungs, and he finds sirchas, or he finds something inside the kishkas that makes it into a treifa. So either way, a shechet is a treifa, he knows it's a treifa in advance. Or he shechts an animal he didn't realize till afterwards that it was a treifa from before. So zev is that in either case, but he knew in advance, he didn't know in advance, chulin ba'azara. Both cases are talking chulin ba'azara. So what's the din? So if you shecht chulin ba'azara, Reb Shimon holds that it's an isa deraisa and it's also bahanor also. So Reb Shimon says, but over here, since it's a treifa, so there's no din of shechet, it's shechitu sheni ruya. So shechita sheni ruya lav shma shechita. See, not in violation of the din of chulin ba'azara. Reb Shimon is mata ba'ano. V'chachamim oisim, the chachamim say no. Chachamim mar Rab Meir. Meir hol shechita sheni ruya shma shechita. So the Gemara says, we're talking about Rab Abba said the Reb Shimon would be moida that shechita is treifa mitar midei nevela. It's a pshita. Mishnah is all over the place. Gemara says, no, this, we're talking about this chiddush. He shechted a treifa which is chulin ba'azara. So b'neged chulin ba'azara doesn't have the isa hanor because shechita sheni ruya lav shmo shechita. So salka daiter hamin, I would have thought mistakenly. Hov am Rab Shimon muta ba'anor shechita sheni lav shmo shechita alma lav shechita he klal. Eimer, I would have said mistakenly minei nevela namila mitahara. Manam shach, if it's not called shechita to make isa hanor for chulin ba'azara, shouldn't be called shechita to be mitahara nevela. Kamash malon rababa, that's what Baba's chiddush. That we split it, that the same shechita meneged to chulin ba'azara doesn't count, is lav shmo shechita, so it's not asa ba'ano, and meneged to mitar nevela, it is mitar. So this whole havamina that the Gemara had, this concoction, I would have thought, you're shechting a treifa which is a chulin ba'azara, so since meneged to chulin ba'azara, it's muta ba'ano, so I would have said, I would have thought that it's lav shmo shechita even in mitar nevela. This havamina only makes sense if you're assuming that the din of chulin ba'azara is a din deraisa, and that's a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We paskin that it is deraisa, but Rish Lakish holds that chulin ba'azara lav deraisa. So the Gemara points out, the Gemara omale rab papa labai, is this correct? This havamina is correct. The sov Rab Shimon chulin ba'azara deraisa he. You had a havamin over here, you would have thought that since it's not called shechita minaget to Yisr Hanov chulin ba'azara, it shouldn't be shechita to mitar midei nevela either. If the whole din of chulin ba'azara is only a make-believe din with the Rabbanan, so why should you think that it should affect the din that shechita's treifa is mitar midei nevela? So obviously you're working on the assumption that according to Reb Shimon, chulin ba'azara is a din deraisa. Do you have a source to back that up? Mor says, Amalei Yen, yes. And he has a beferish and mishnah in the end of Tmura. Yen, how do you know? What tanat? Zenof and a mishnah. Pshimin amer, chulin shenishchetu ba'azara, yisarfu bo'esh. The mishnah in the end of Tmura divides all of the suri hanoah into two categories. Some of them are nisrafim, and some of them are nigborim. some like pigal noisa tummy. So it says in the Chumash on Tam Sarapas on Noisa Beish, after burn pigal noisa tummy. Chometz kaidim a Pesach Tashbisa Ach beyamish and Tashbisa Sami Matechem. So Chometz kaidim a Pesach is machlokes hatanai where the ain be a Chometz ala b'sreifa. You only fulfill the mitzvah by burning the Chometz. Ahash b'sasa b'chol davar. Even if you crush it up and you scatter it in the wind, or you flush it down the toilet, you destroy the chametz in some other form or fashion. So that's a machloikis. The Mishnah there only quotes Rabbi Yudah's shita, the Embiyo chametz ala b'sreifa. That leads Tosfos to believe that maybe the din is, our practice is we usually burn the chametz on Erev Pesach. Everybody burns it. So that's because Tosfos thinks that the Stam Mishnah in the end of Temura that divides all the Yisurah HaNoah into two categories. So the Mishnah doesn't quote the machloikis like in Pesach. Mishnah just says chametz b'pesach is min anisrafim. You have to burn it. Most of the Rishonim hold we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. Most of the Rishonim hold Rabbi Yudah is Yochad ve'Rab Malachi Kerab. The Rabbi Yudah was outvoted. But the Tosfos in a few places thinks that based on that Mishnah and the end of Temura, it's a Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah seems to be adopting Rabbi Yudah's opinion. So the Mishnah speaks there about Chulam Bazor. If you shat Chulam Bazor, Rabbi Shimon's opinion is Yisarfu. Yisarfu Beish. You have to burn it. Oh, it sounds like it's deraisa. And then it goes by to the chen chayish and nishchato ba'azara. And the din of chulam ba'azara doesn't only apply to behemoths, which are roi lahakroveh. Chayah, you can't be makrev as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Only behemoth toira. Behemoth tmeya, you can't be makrev, and chayah can't be makrev. So it says there in the Mishnah, a chayish and nishchato ba'azara is also asabahana, chulam ba'azara, and you also have to burn it. Minan esrafim. So the Gemara says, why is that so? So, and it's Reb Shimon. They're quoting the Tana Reb Shimon by Choy, the same Reb Shimon. So now he argues and he says like this: if you should assume that according to Reb Shimon, Chulam Azara is usually a din deraisa, so then it makes sense. Chulam Azara really should only apply to behemoths, because behemoths that are karbana should be nishchat and the azara. Behemoths that are not karbana should be nishchat chutz lazar. But chayis are not roi lahakrova. Al Gabi Hamas Beir. So there really shouldn't be any Israel Chulam Bazara on Chayis. It has no Shaykhis with Karbonis. The whole prohibition of Chulam Bazara is just like you're not allowed to Shecht Kachim Bachutz, so you're not allowed to Shecht Chulin in the Azara. So it should only apply to animals that are sometimes offered as Karbonis. So the Gemara says the Isser of Chaya, that Chaya also has the Din of Chulam Bazara, and it's also Ba'anon, it's Tons Reifa, that's only Exera de Rabbanon. Oh! So, but it doesn't make sense to make Xera the Xera. How far do you make Xera? So the Gemara argues, yeah, I'm a Bishlema. If you should say, according to Reb Shimon, the Chulam Bazar is normally there, I say, I don't think I'm going to chay or to behemoth. So now you understand why you go weiter. You make a din de Rabbanon to include even chay. Eli Yamid de Rabbanon, if you say the ganze din of Chulam Bazar is only with the Rabbanon, my time, what they make a chumra with the Rabbanon that you have to burn, Dil Mosin, the Mechel Kotchim Bachutz. If you'll allow Chulam Bazara, someone will shecht Chulam Bazara, then they'll take it out. They'll eat it where they want to, so people won't realize that was Chulam. Of course you can eat it where you want. So people may think that it was Karbonis. Are you allowed to eat it Chutz Lazara, Chutz Lirushalayim? So if you say Chulam Bazara is only the Rabbanan, my time, why did they introduce an Issa the Rabbanan? If you'll allow people to eat flesh that was geshochten in the Azara, in Tel Aviv, I think you're allowed to eat karbonis and tell them. They won't realize that this one wasn't the carbon. So if the whole din of Chulam Azar is only the Rabbanan, Dilmas and the Mechel Kach Machutz, he go for Gzeira. The whole prohibition of Chulam Azar is only the Rabbanan. Vanan nekem and Igzer, Gzeira, Ligzeira, you make an Isar and Chaya, Otto Behema. Behema itself is only the Rabbanan. That's a Gzeira, Ligzeira. You don't have no right to make a Gzeira, Ligzeira. The Pasig and Chumash that authorizes the Chachamim to make all the Gzeiras the Rabbanan is the concluding Pasig in Parsha Sachar Imos. Something like that. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, Adav Chaf Aleph, Ushmartemes Mishmarti has the connotation, Asum Mishmeris la Mishmarti, Asay Siob la Torah. The first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Anshei Knes Agdol Ha'imam Mishlosh Advarim. So one of the policies of the Anshei Knes Agdol was, Asay Siob la Torah, she make a lot of Xeris. So all the Gzeiras are based on that authorization that the Chumash gave, Mishmartem is Mishmati, Asum Mishmeres le Mishmati. So Rashi points out, and the first daf in Beitzah, Mishmeres le Mishmati, v'lo Mishmeres le Mishmeres. If the Bezin will make a gzeira on a din de rabbanon, a gzeira li gzeira, they've overstepped their bounds. The Bezin will be in violation of Baltasif. The Rambam raises an issue in Hilchas Mamrim. How does the Bezin have the right to make a gzeira de rabbanon? Isn't that a violation of Baltasif? So the Rambam says, no, the Chumash gives them authorization. Ushmatem is mishmati. But if they overstep their bounds, they're going to make a gzeira to a gzeira, or let's say, milsa de la shchicha le gaz rabbanon. If you're afraid that once every 100 years someone's going to make an Aveira, so therefore you want to Aser all 100 years. Because once every 100 years, one person is going to do an Aveira. So that's so far-fetched. That's not right to make everybody crazy. Because once, if you're afraid every year someone's going to do an Aveira, so then you have a right to make a Gzeira. But if you're afraid, Milsad L'Shchicha, far-fetched Chashash, Milsad L'Shchicha, you have the right to make a Gzeira. So if the Bezim will make a Gzeira on the Milsad L'Shchicha, the Bezim will make a Gzeira with an insufficient Tzorech. Bezim will make a gzera li gzera. Gzera li gzera is also insufficient tzorech. They're afraid someone's going to violate an aver de rabbanon. That's considered insufficient tzorech. So then the Bezim, the Prima Gaon writes like this. Bezim will be in violation of Baal Tosef.
When do we say in Shavuos B'Mikdash? Because you have so many gzeras of rabbanon in the Mikdash. When do we apply the klal of Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash?
A lot of Rishonim say in Shavuos B'Mikdash is not restricted. Usually Shavuos means in Hilchos Shabbos. But Taisus and the other Rishonim also say in Shavuos B'Mikdash even applies in other areas as well, not just in Hilchos Shabbos. But Taisus points out in Masechet Shabbos, you have Mishnayos in Masechet Shabbos that have Gzeiris in the Beis HaMikdash even in Hilchos Shabbos. So Taisus says the Chacham had a feel to determine when they think it's necessary to make a Gzeirah. And when not, the Mishnah gives the example, the Shulchan used to bake the 12 lechem aponim every week on Friday, unless Friday was Yontov, then I had to bake on Thursday. So they baked lechem aponim on Friday, then they would switch the lechem aponim on Shabbos. The lechem aponim would be sitting there from Shabbos to Shabbos, and it wasn't a freezer, so it should have gotten hard like a rock, should have gotten stale. And a miracle happened, it didn't get stale. It was fresh, it was delicious. And they used to take off the lechem aponim, the old lechem aponim on Shabbos, put on the new lechem aponim. So the Mishnayos describe they had shelves. They had six piled up. So the bottom one was on the shulchan, and the top five that are on top of the bottom one were on shelves. So in order to take off the lechem aponim, you have to take off the whole shelf. It's not like we would envision shelves. You take off the lechem aponim, and the shelf remains there. Somehow the shelves on the lechem aponim, on the shulchan, the nature of the shelf was you had to take apart the whole shulchan. So the Gemara said, there's a din, you're not allowed to handle muktzah. Then there's a din, you're not allowed to handle a pen or a pencil or a screwdriver or a hammer. That's called klisha melachta le'iser. That's not as chomer as muktzah mamish. Klisha melachta le'iser, if it's on the table and you want to eat over here, so you're allowed to take the hammer and put it away in the drawer. It's tzorach l'mekoma, or you want to use the hammer to crack open a nut. So tzorach l'gufo, tzorach l'mekoma, you're allowed to handle the hammer. And then there's a gzeir on kli shemalachta l'heter. Kli shemalachta l'heter, you're not allowed to handle shalot l'tzorach klal. So the Mishnah says that even though the purpose of having the five shelves on top of the shulchan was that all the lechem aponim should be fresh, they shouldn't be crushing on top of each other the whole time, they shouldn't ruin each other, but if you're just going to take it off on Erev Shabbos before the Shkia, and they'll be sitting on top of each other for 12 hours till the morning when they switch the Lechem Aponim, so Nishgefel is not going to get ruined. So they took off all the shelves on Erev Shabbos. They had all the six Lechem Aponim sitting on top of each other because it's an Isser of Tiltal Klisha Malachta Lehet to Shalol Letzorech Klal. Shalol Letzorech Klal. It was Letzorech. He didn't want that they should crush each other. They should spoil each other. So the Gemara says, but in 12 hours it's not going to get spoiled. So that's considered klisha malachta, tiltal klisha malachta leheta, shalol letzorech klal. Rav Soloveitchik used to tell over that people a lot of times on Shabbos, they're nervous, have nothing to do. So I'm doing over here, I'm playing with the cup. So he said, that's awesome on Shabbos. You're not allowed to play with the cup. You're not allowed to twiddle with the forks and the knives. You're only permitted to use the fork and the knife. Letzorech. Shalot Tzorach Klal, you're not allowed to. So the Mishnah says, that's called Shalot Tzorach Klal. So Taisus says, B'stach Mamish, ain't Shavuos B'Mikdash? So Taisus says, no, you see a lot of Shavuosim that are made in the Beis HaMikdash. There are a lot of Shavuosim. there are wapas of kulas in the Beis HaMikdash, ein shvus b'migdash, and the wapas of chumras. So we don't know what the guideline is. Tyson says, whenever they thought that it's going to interfere with the avodah, then they said ein shvus b'migdash. Ein shvus b'migdash does mean I walk into the Beis HaMikdash, I can eat basar b'chalav derabbanan, because it's only derabbanan. No, ein shvus b'migdash letzarach hakrovus hakarbonus. So Tyson says that sometimes they felt that it's necessary, so they had to lift it. He said derabbanan. Whatever, it's not really necessary. It won't really affect the hakrovus hakarbonus in a bad way. So then you have all the shvus and you have all the xeris that are burning, even in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. So the Gemara says, it must be that Rav Shimon is of the opinion that chulin b'azor is an isa deraisa, because if it would have been the whole isa, it would have been only the rabbanon. What would be the rationale that people will see you taking flesh from the Beis, yishech the Beis, and taking it to Tel Aviv and eating it? So they think you can eat karbonos. They won't realize this is chulin. They think this is a carbon, you're allowed to eat it all the way outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to. Kachim kachim kahanim can only eat in the Azor. Kachim kalim, they can eat in a whole Yerushalayim. Out of the Iratika, you can't eat it. So if the whole din of Chulim Bazar is only the Rabbanon, so they're going to extend it to Chaya Nach. Chaya can't be a carbon. No one's going to make a mistake that they're going to think the Chaya is a carbon. So that would be Mamash Egzer L'Egzer. They have no right to make Egzer L'Egzer. So it's a Raya. You're right. It's a right there. Shimon holds a chulam azara is their raisa. So therefore, this havamina would have been a legitimate havamina. That if you shechted an animal that's a chulam azara, that's a treifa, one might have mistakenly thought that since Reb Shimon holds shchita shenivuya lav shma shchita, so you're not in violation of the chulam azara in its muta b'hanoa. So would have thought since it's lav shma shchita benegeta to the isa hanoa of chulam azara, it should have been lav shma shchita benegeta to be mitar midei nevela. So should have tumas nevelas. So that's what was the chiddush. Lo la kol am Rav Shimon shchita sheni bo yalav shma shchita. He would admit over here that it is mitar nevela even in this case. So now the Gemara tells the story. Rav Chiya nafale yaniva bekitne. He had flax that was soaking in a vat with liquid. He was going to treat the flax to make it into thread. And then some worms fell into the mess. So how are you going to get the worms out? Also, the Kama the Rebbe, he asked, Reb Chiya was a Talmud of Reb Yudah Nasi. So he came to Reb Yudah Nasi, and he asked for an eitz. Omale, shkol ofo, ushchot al babisa de maya, shecht a bird on top of this puddle, on top of this vat full of water. The worm will smell the blood from the bird, and it'll run away. And it won't. If you're not going to get the worm out, it's going to eat up all the flax. So he gave him this eitz. He should shecht the bird, and the worms will smell. Morach doma. The worms will smell the blood, and they'll run away. Freg di gemar bechi avet hachi v'hatanya. Are you allowed to do that? There's a brayse. It says in a tosefta. A shechet v'tzorach ledam. Normally, if you shecht chaya or oaf, you have to do kisei adam. So, what if you shecht an oaf and you need the blood for some purpose or another? You need it for some experiment or something. Or over here, you need the blood that the worms to chase the worms away. But if you're going to do kisei adam, the blood is going to be. You're not supposed to shecht chaya or oaf on top of a puddle of water. Then the dam is going to get all mixed in with the water. So, how are you going to do kisei adam? He said, Adam, you have to have offer malamal of offer malamata, and the dam should be absorbed in the offer. It should turn out to become offer. Not that it should remain in a liquid state. And you just sprinkle a little sand on top and sand on the bottom. It has to be absorbed into the offer. So what do? A shechid with tzorach ledam, he shecht in chai ve'of, and you're supposed to do kisi adam, but it needs the dam for some other purpose. So it says, Chai v'chas, you have to do kisei adam. But what do you do? You need the dam. Ketzad yasa. So he says, shoot the bird. Don't do a shechita k'sheira. You only need mechuyev to do kisei adam if you do a kosher shechita. So the Gemara says, Ketzad yasa, what should you do? O nochro, take a saw and cut it by the neck. O okra, or yank out the neck. Kill the bird in some other way, not do hilcha shechita. So that's the kasha. The version of the story that we just quoted was Rav Chiya came to Rav Yehuda HaNasi, and Rav Yehuda HaNasi recommended Shkol Ofa Ushchot Al Bubisa Demai. Take an oaf and shecht it. Shecht it. If you're going to shecht it, you need Kisi Adam. If the blood is going to fall into the vat of the water, you won't be able to absorb all of the water with the blood in it in the sin. And for the Gemara, there's another version of the story. Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, this story by Rav Chiya was a Talmud or Rabbi Anas. This story happened in Eretz Yisrael. And Amoraim and Bavel, they didn't know for sure what the story was. So they originally heard the version of the story that Rabbi Anas said, take an oath and shecht it. So Rav Dimi came, he said, that's not what he told him. What he said was, say trof, Amalei. He said, make the bird into a trefa. And then you can shecht it. So shechit sheni ruya. Reb Yehuda HaNasi was the one who made the compromise. I've been again to kisi adam, since it says asher yeochel. So shechit sheni ruya lav shma shechit. I've been again to kisi adam. Yeah. Ki also Ravin Amar. When Ravin came from Eretz, he saw different Amoraim came to Bavel. So he had a different version. Say nechor amalei. Not that he told them make the bird into a trefa and then shecht it. No, he said take a saw and cut the neck. Don't do a good shechita at all. Not that you do a shechita, but it'll be a shechita anyway. Yeah, so what are the two versions? What is it? What are the two versions over here? L'man le'amet say trof, my time le'amet say nechor. According to the first version, that he said, first make it a trefa, and then shecht it, why didn't he say, just cut the neck with a saw? So this we already discussed. In the beginning of the second perek in Chulin, the Mishnah says that there's a din of shechita by oaf and a din of shechita by behem. When you shech the behem, you have to shech both the kona and the beishet. The kona is the windpipe and the beishet is the food pipe. When you shech the bird, it's enough if you shech either roif kona or roif beishet. One is enough. So the Gemara had a machlek is there in the beginning of the second parak of Chulin, where the shechita loif is ben ha-toira mid the rabbanim. And it's a machlek is la-locha at a paskin. The Rosh in the end of Chulin quotes the Maharam Rutenberg that shechita loif is only mid the rabbanim. Minatari, you don't need shechit. And most of the Rishonim hold not so. Against the Maharam Rutenberg, they hold shechit aloif is minatari. So Tosfos asks, we must have discussed, the Tosfos asks, I think, on Daf Chof, how can there be an opinion that shechit aloif, the bottom Tosfos, on Chof and Meral, how can you say shechit aloif is only with the Rabbanon? There's an institution of nivla soif toha mitame abeis abliya. If a bird dies, or let's say you take a chicken from the A&P, it didn't have a kosher shechit at all, so if you touch it, it's not mitame. Let's say that there's a piece of meat in the A&P. Meat in the A&P is not trefa, it's nevela. It never had a shechita at all. Trefa means it had a shechita, but it's a diseased animal, so the shechita is only mitame in the nevela, and it's not mata bachila. But the meat in the A&P is a nevela. It didn't have a kosher shechita. So nevela is mitame b'maga u'b'masa. Usually the meat is packaged, so you can't touch it, unless you buy it and you take off the wrapper, then you touch it. But if you just pick up a piece of meat in the A&P, there is no maga, but there is masa. So even though you're wearing gloves, and even though the meat is all wrapped up, and you're not touching it, but it's mitame b'masa. If you pick it up, mitame b'masa. Nevela, so if you pick up a piece of chicken, though, in the A&P, it didn't have a shechita, so it's not mitame b'maga b'masa, it's only metame b'beis habliya. When you swallow it, then it's metame yud. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. So Tosfos asks, if you hold ein shechita loif min ha-toir, birds don't need any shechita. So how was there an institution of nivla soif toh metame beis habliya? How is it possible? So Tosfos says, no, not that you hold that even mesame leho is asa. No. If a chicken dies a natural death, it's an avela. You're not about to eat it. Of course you need shechita, but you don't need a chomish ilcha shechita, v'shiyi adros ha-chala da ha-groma v'yikr. All you need is nechira simanim and atzava, just like in the Midbar. When they were traveling in the Midbar, they only needed shechita ksheira for karbonis. For shechita schulin, the din was nechira sezui shechitosa. If you take a saw and cut off, it would decapitate the behemoth or the bird, nechira sezui shechitosa. When they came to Eretz Israel, that's when the chomesh el cheshechita applied even to chulin. And that's how the Ramban interprets on the passing of Chumash. Says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, and it'll be a big tircha to go every time you want to have flesh to bring a korban shlomim in the Beis HaMikdash to eat it. So it says, b'zavachta kashet tzivisicha. So you have a right to shecht chulin. So what does it mean, b'zavachta kashet tzivisicha? So So the Ramban says, "V'zavachta chulin katsheis tivisicha bekotshim." In the midbar, there were all the chamish shel cheshchita. Shiadrasa chalada grama v'ikar was required only for kotshim, for karbanis when they come to Eretz Yisrael. V'zavachta chulin has all the same requirements katsheis tivisicha regarding the kotshim. So the Gemara says, "Amachlekes, whether yeshchita lof benatar and shchita lof benatar, if a bird dies by itself, a natural death." That's going to be nevela. Of course it's also ben HaTorah. There's no machlekes about that. Machlekes is if you take a saw and you cut off the neck of the chicken, do you say, l'chirasa zoi shchitasoi, ben HaTorah, that's good enough? Or do you say, no, in the midbar it was good, but mikan v'yelach, after you come to Eretz Yisrael, not only behemoth and chayas need shchita, hilcha shchita, like kotshim, even oifas also need. So that's a machlekes. So the Gemara says, what's the difference halacha l'maisa, whether shchita lot ben HaTorah the Rabban? So Gemara says, in the beginning of the second paragraph, Gemara says it again here, one of the differences will be where they need kisei adam. Let's I'll take a chicken, and I'll take a saw, and I'll cut off the head of the chicken. So that's no good. The saw is full of pegimus. So it's a shchita psula. It's an avela. But on the level of the rice, if you hold the shchita lach ben HaTorah, he did a perfect shchita. It's only osa b'achila mede rabbana. So if on the level of the rice he did a perfect shchita, then the mitzvah of kisei adam still applies. Hachidish. If you hold ein shchita lo ben HaTorah and you did nechira simanim and atzavra, you used a saw to decapitate the chicken, so midirabbanan you won't be allowed to eat the dead the chicken, it'll be nevela midirabbanan, but since on the level of the rice and the chirasa zui shchitasa, you did a perfect shchita, so you still be chayv in kisei adam. Hachidish and nigmar. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The man, the Amad Seitrov, my time of the Amad Leit Seinachor. Why didn't he tell him, just do Nechira? V'chitei m'chasava en shchita loif menatar in Nechira says, zui shchitasai. Yes, that's also going to be ton kisi adam. You won't accomplish anything. If you take a saw and cut off the head of the chicken, it'll also be a kosher shchita. That's why I had to say Seitrov. Make the chicken into a trefa before you shecht it, and shchita sheni ruy alav shma shchita. Then again, to kisei adam, because it says asher yeyochel. Why didn't he just say tzeinachor? Just cut off the neck of the chicken with a saw. No, maybe v'chitein because of ein shchita lof ben HaTorah, and therefore the chiras is zui shchitasei, and you still be chayv in kisei adam, even though in the rabbanon they aser it b'achila, you're not allowed to eat the chicken, but you still need the kisei adam. Gemara says, no, that's not true. Rebbe is the one. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Rebbe Chiya asked Rebbe Yehuda Nasi the Shaila. He knows he has a worm in the vat with the flax and so on. How does he get the worm out? So Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is giving him the etzah. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is the one who holds Yesh Chita Lof Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, V'hatani, we have a braisa that that's not true. Rebbe Yomek HaShet Tzivisich Mabameh Chenis Tava Moshe Avadeshet Bavakonim Al Roi Vechad Bor Vavav Shnayim Bibhema. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi says, Yesh Chita Lof Min HaTorah. The Gemara quoted in the beginning of the second parak, they quoted this. What is it? Le'il daf chavches. When they had this machlekes hatanoim, and it's a machlekes harishayim. We said the Rosh in the end of Yuma, the last paragraph in the Rosh, quotes the Maharam Rutenberg that ein shchit alof min HaTorah. Most of the Rishayim passed like Rebbe, yesh shchit alof min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, you can't say that Rebbe answered Rav Chiya, say trof, because say nechor wouldn't be good. Because maybe Nechiras is Zoe Shchitas. No, Rebbe holds yet Shchita Lof Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, no. The one who said, say Trof, is Lama Boikama. He said, either A or B. You can either make it a Trefa or do Nechira. Lama Boikama Chidish. Lama Boit Say Nechor, the Lav Shchita Hiklal. If you take a saw and you cut off the neck, that for sure, yet Shchita Lof Min HaTorah. That's not a Shchita, and it's not Ton Kisei Adam. I would say trof, but if he would have told to make the bird into a trefa before he shechted, Eimor, one might have said incorrectly that shchita sheni ruya, shmo shchita v'le boi kisi, should still need kisi adam. Kamash malon, no, that it's not true, k'ed Reb Chiya bar Abba. That what? That Rabbi Yehuda Nasi made this compromise, that by kisi adam, he paskens like Reb Shimon, that shchita sheni ruya, lav shmo shchita, because it's asher yeyochel. So the Gemara explains that there were two versions of the story. There were three versions. The first version was incorrect. The first version was that Rebbe told Reb Chiya, go shech the bird on top of the vat of water and shoit. So the Gemara said, it can't be. You're going to shech the bird, so you need kisei adam. And if the blood is going to get mixed in with the water, you're going to need a ton of sand in order to do the Kisei Adam. You won't be able to do Kisei Adam. Kisei Adam, the dam has to be absorbed in the offer. It's not going to be absorbed if it's in a vat of water. So that version was incorrect. Right? We reviewed on us, he told Rav Chiyotzei Shchot, that's wrong. Then Ravin came and Rav Dini came, and they gave two different versions of what Rav Yehuda Hanasi told Rav Chiya, how to get rid of the worm. So one version was Tzei Nechor, take a suan, cut off the neck of the animal, because it'll be nevela. So there's no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. The other version was Tzei Trof, make it into a trefer before you shecht it.
They're only worried about Kisei Adam, they're not concerned about the bird. You're taking a bird.
Means Tzar Bali Chaim. Tzar Bali Chaim. So that says in Shulchan Aruch that Tzar Bali Chaim is muta l'tzorach b'nei adam. How do we shech the animals? They're always Tzar Bali Chaim. The answer is we want to eat the flesh.
But
he needs the dam in order to get the worm out, because the worm is going to eat up all the flax over there. So that's also l'tzorach b'nei adam. Whatever it is, a tzorach. No, it's by definition, it's not an Aveira. Tzar Bali Chaim is only one of Shalom, the Tzarach Ben Yodim. Tzarach Ben Yodim is Mutam. You know where it says this, of all places? Where would you find this in Shulchan? It's in Ebenezer, the end of Simen Hay. In Ebenezer, the end of Simen Hay, they talk about Tzuadaka Krushovcha. Then it says, you're not allowed to be Misares, any human being, or any animal, or even an insect. The Yis is, V'yatzucham lo yisasu. An animal that's a balmum, you can't be makar on the mizbeach. And the Chumash gives different examples of a balmum where the Eivor Haleda was damaged. And then the Pasuk says, and you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be misaris, a person, or a balchai, or an insect. The Gemara says, even an insect you're not allowed to. So then in the Shulchan Aruch, they talk about Tzar Bali Chaim. And the end of Simen Hay and Ebenezer, the whole thing is Agav Av Agav. So the Ramah says, years ago they used to write with a quill, with a feather from a bird. So you shecht the goose and you have a feather. What if you're not interested in shechting the goose? You want the goose to be alive, but you just need a feather. So you're going to pull out a feather from a live goose, it's going to be painful. So the Ramah says that if you really need the feather to write with it, there's no prohibition of Tzar Bali Chaim. Whenever the Tzarach ben Yodim, there's no Issa. The Ramah recommends that you shouldn't do it, because you're going to train yourself to become an Achzori. It's not recommended. But he says, strictly speaking, it's not a violation of Tzar Bali Chaim, because whenever there's a hierarchy in the world, so human beings are more important than the animals. So we're permitted to do whatever we need from the animal. The scientists are always making experiments on the mice and all the animals. They inject them with a cancer and all kinds. They're trying to figure out how to treat cancer in human beings. So they inject the animals with cancer, dogs and so on. So whenever it's Litzorach Ben Yodim, any experimentation, that's it. Let's say they dissect mice or they dissect frogs or whatever. So they should have all the children in elementary school, all the children in high school should do it. I don't know if that's right. That's Litzorach Ben Yodim. They're trying to encourage the children to go into this field, go into biology. That's a shayla, that's the tzarach ben yodim. But when they're really doing something that's really the tzarach ben yodim, so then there's no, by definition, there's no prohibition of tzar bali chayim. Yeah.
Doesn't that say that by killing
it's
not
tzar bali chayim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Killing has a chiddush, it's not tzar bali chayim. Yeah. So the Gemara was talking about the two. There were three versions of what Rebbe told Reb Chiya. First version was incorrect. First version was shecht the bird on top of it, and the dam will go down. If you're going to shecht the bird, you'll be mevatel mitzvah of kisei adam.
Why even mention that? Why even mention that version? I know it's wrong. It's wrong. So why even mention it?
I don't know. They started off in Bavel. That was the version they heard. They didn't understand it. So it took a while till people came from Eretz Yisrael. They said the correct version. So there were two corrected versions. They're not sure what the correct version was. The two corrected versions was either he said Tei Trof or he said Tzei Nechor. So if he said that he said Tei Trof, so that's what the Gemara says in the top line. That's Lame Boy Koma. Tzei Nechor for sure is good. If you do Nechira, Rebbe holds Yesh Chita Lof Min Ator. So if you do Nechira, there's no mitzvah Kisei Adam at all. If you cut off the neck of the chicken with the saw, You don't say in the chiras of zuvi shchitos. Rabbi holds yet shchita loif menater, and even say trof would also be good because Rabbi holds this pshara that that shchita sheni ruya by kisa adam is lav shmat shchita. But according to the other version that he said, where is it again? Leman de amatzein echor. And according to the other version that he told them, cut off the neck, my time alamet say trof. Why didn't he say, just make it a trefa and then shecht it? Either he tame a kosovish shchita, shenruya, shma shchita. Maybe say say trof is not going to help to make the bird a trefa before you shecht it. So there'll still be shchita, shenruya, still chayvin kisa adam. Gemar says, no, it's not correct. Vamar abchir barab, vamar abyechan, roi rebbe drob shal reb shimin bikisa adam, vishnoi beloshen chachamim. No, Rebbe made this compromise. That's how we pass on the Yeridah, Allah Chalamaisa. That there is no mitzvah of Kisei Adam on Chai V'yof if there were treifa, because it says, Asher Yeyochel, Shchita Shenibu Yalav Shmal Shchita. So why did he tell him Dafke Tzei Nechor? He could have told him Tzei Trof also. So the Gemara says, you're right, either way is good. Lama Boy Kama, Lama Boy Tzei Trof, to Shchita Shenibu Yalav Shmal Shchita. I would say Nechor, I might have thought, Ein Shchita Lof Nenatan, and Chorosu, Shchita Asar, Kamash Malon, Shem. So the Gemara says the both versions of the both corrected versions where they said say trof say nechor is lav dafke say either is acceptable. The one who said say trof didn't mean to the exclusion of say nechor. The one who said say nechor didn't mean to the exclusion of say trof. Either way is a corrected version of the story. Kamash malon. Now the Gemara has a new kasha. Is that possible that a worm fell into the vat that they had the flax soaking? Why not? What's the problem? Somebody said the following tradition. When they came back from Bavel after the 7 years, everything changed in the world. There were no longer lightning and thunder and all these wild things. And the wine wouldn't ferment. And the worms never ate up the flax. So how can you tell me that there's a Maisa Shehoya? How can you tell me the worms came? Huh? What do you say? They figured that it must be in Hischus. It must be in Hischus that they came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Ola b'nei Agoyla doesn't mean when they came back after the 7 years of Golas Bavel. It means when they came back later, in the days of Rabbi Yudah Anasim, when they came to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, in the Hischus of Rabbi and his children were such tzaddikim, so the worms never ate up anybody's flax. So how can you tell me this story? The Rav Priya had a worm in his flax. And for the Gemara, Kimahan Yuschusayu Alma, their schus, that they were such tzaddikim, help for the rest of the people. Aditulo, it didn't help for themselves. What kind of a strange thing is that? So the Gemara says, Kid Rav Yudah Marav, like Rav Yudah says, he said Rav Yudah was a Talmud, both Rav and Shmuel. He said, quote things sometimes in the name of Rav, sometimes in the name of Shmuel. So he says, Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav, every day, this is before the Churban by Sheni, a baskal, a voice would come out from heaven and say, Kolam kula nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni. Chanina ben Yosef was a holy tzaddik, and he was fasting taneisim for years and years that the second Beis Hamikdash should not be destroyed. So and it's only in his chus that the whole world has parnasa. The Chanina b'ni, and the baskal came from heaven, so the baskal refers to Rav Chanina ben Yosef, and he was the tzaddik Chanina b'ni, my darling son, Reb Chanina ben Doisa, died of a kav charuven, Yerushalayim Shabbos. He hardly has anything to eat. Usually you say that he used to fast Tanesim. Not that he hardly had anything. So that's what this Gemara learns now. Chanina ben Doisa, Rashi Miskanis, Bitzar, Ubitzimtzim. He hardly had any parnasa. He was a big tzaddik, his chus. And his chus, the whole world had, all the Jews in Eretz had what to eat. Yeah, but his chus didn't help for himself. So the same over here, the Gemara says, in the schus of Rabbi Chiyo Banav, the worms never ate anybody else's flax up. But it didn't help for Rabbi Chiyo himself. He had the problem. that the worm is going to eat up his flesh. So he had to ask Rabbi Yudan Nas, and he gave him that eitz. The way to get rid of the worm is to put in dam from a bird. Yeah.
Which means chusim maybe of your chusim, help somebody else. Somebody else is up to you. We think that our chusim help us. Maybe
yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. The Gemara has such a concept in the beginning of Brochas, the Gemara has, that there were Amaroim who would be able to visit the sick, and they would shake their hand, and they would say, you should have Refuah Shleima, and they would get better. So the Gemara says, so when they were sick in bed, if they can make Kriyas HaMeisim on other people to get them back to life, right. So what was their problem? The Gemara says, no. Ein Chovesh Matzar Atzma Beis Hasurim. A guy's in prison, has no way to get himself out of prison. So if I'm the Chayla, I'm the world's biggest tzaddik. I'm a Chayla, I can't get myself out of the Chayli. But I have the ability to shake someone else's hand who is sick and to get him out of his chayla. So the same over here, the Gemara says, Rab Chanina ben Doisa and Rab Chia Banav, they were big tzaddikim, so their schus helped other people, but for themselves somehow didn't help. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next Mishnah is a very famous topic, known from other Mesichtas. The topic that the Gemara is going to discuss is, If you don't know what the facts of the case are, we have to learn all the Gemara to know all the dinim. Yeah, that's if you know the facts, and then you know what the din is. But if you're not sure what the facts are, so we have roiv, we can follow roiv, and the roiv, the likelihood is, the probability is that this is what happened. So the pasuk says, "Acharam lahatan." Fine. If you have a rubid isa come on, you have a rubid leisa come on, you follow roiv. Then there's another din you follow chazaka. If you don't know what the facts of the case are. Yesterday it was red, and I don't know whether it changed colors today or not, so I assume it's still red. Yesterday it was treif, I don't know if anything changed to make it kosher. Yesterday it was kosher, I don't know if anything changed to make it treif. Yishtel of chazaka. So what's the din if you have a roib and a chazaka pulling in opposite direction? The roib says one way, and the chazaka says the other way. So that's a machloikis, Reb Meir and a chachamim. That's what the Gemara is going to. This is a famous machloikis. So the chachamim hold ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. If Roif tells you one way and Chazaka tells you the other, the opposite direction, so the Roif wins. Why is that? So the Pnei Yeshua has a famous explanation in Ksubis and Daf Yud Aleph. Pnei Yeshua says, Roif is Mevara what the facts of the case are. Chazaka is not Mevara. Chazaka is a din how to be Noheg. If you don't know what the facts are, so you should continue to be Noheg the same way you were Noheg yesterday when you knew what the facts are. You don't know if anything changed or not, so that's a din to be how to be Noheg. Tosis proves it, that Chazok is a din in Hanoga, because Chazok even works by a tarta de sasri, where it's impossible that it corresponds to reality. Chazok is clearly a din in Hanoga. And Roiv Yosum is Mevara the fact of the case. So the Pnei Yeshua says, that's what the Chachamim hold, that Ruba v'Chazok Ruba Adif, if the Roiv says one way, the Chazok says the other way. Of course you follow the Roiv. You only follow Chazok when you don't know what the facts are. Roiv tells you what the facts are. Roiv is Mevara. That the facts are like this, so then the whole din of chazaka doesn't apply. And Rab Meir disagrees. Rab Meir says chashin lemiuta. Even when you have a roiv and a chazaka in opposite directions, roiv is not always mevara. If it would really be such a strong roiv that it's only miuta to miuta against it, let's say it's a 98% roiv. 98% very high. There are a million different degrees of roiv. There's 51%, 52%. 53%, 53.1, 53.2, 53.3. There are a million different madregas in Roif. Al Pidin, there are five categories of Roif. So if you have such a strong Roif that it's only miyuta and a miyuta against it, even a Meir would agree that Roif is Mevara. And Ruba v'chazaka will be Ruba Adif. But if you have a Roif, not 98% Roif. You have a Roif, 80% Roif. So a Meir says, miyut keman isedami. The meat is staring you in the face. How can you say that the roiv is mevara what the facts of the case are? So Rav Meir disagrees with the Chacham. He holds that roiv is also only a din and hanhoga. So if the roiv pulls in one direction, the roiv tells you to be knowing this way, the chazak tells you to be knowing that way, so it's a hanhoga against the hanhoga, so it's shkulim. So Ruba v'chazak ha shkulim. And we don't paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin not only if it's only miuta to miuta, even if it's a roiv of 80%, is also a good roiv. And the roiv is considered a mevara, a ruba v'chazaka, a ruba adif. The roiv tells you what the facts are. So the din chazaka had to be noig when you don't know what the facts are, doesn't apply. The roiv tells you what the facts are. Same thing. Similar over there also, yeah. And then the Tosis will point out over here, the Tosis on Amud Beis will point out, Tosis in quite a few places in Shas, the different degrees of Roiv. So let's say it's not a Roiv of 80%. If it's a Roiv of 98%, even Amir agrees that Rubo Chazok Rubo Odev, that the Roiv is Mevar. If it's a Roiv of 80%, that's a Machlek Zameh Nachacham, where the Roiv is Mevarer, a Roiv is a Din Hanhoga. Let's say it's only a Roiv of 55% to 45%. 55, still a difference, 55 to 45. But that's a Roiv Garua. 80% is a Roiv Bari, a Gesunter Roiv. And a Roiv of 55% to 45%, that's a Roiv Garua. So there, even the Chachamim would agree that that's only a Din Hanhoga. So there they would say, Ruba V'chazok Ashkulim. So that's part of what's going to be discussed over here in this Gemara. So here the Mishnah is referring back to the first Mishnah in the Masechta, that a Cheresh out of a cotton can shecht. But they don't. If they shechted Benom LeBenatzman, they don't have the manis to tell me that they shechted properly. The Cheresh means retarded, Shoita means deranged, and the cotton means a child before Bar Mitzvah. So a child before Bar Mitzvah doesn't have nemonis to say that he shechted properly. So if he shechts v'acherim om demal gaba, acherim roi mois, other people are watching when he shechts, and they saw that he did a good shechita, the others are watching good, so it's a kosher shechita, no problem. But if you have cherish ha'tivkan sheshochtu, v'acherim roi mois, and other people were watching, and they said he did a good shechita, nu, chayv l'chasas, yimchuyiv, someone is mechuyiv to do kisi adam. Cherish ha'tivkan, not mechuyiv to do any mitzvahs, unless the kotan is yigir l'chinach. But someone is watching has an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisadan. What happens, however, Beinom LeBein Atzman? What if the Cherush had to be cut and shechted, no one else was watching? We don't know if he did a good job or not. So even if he swears on a stack of Bibles that did a good job, they don't have them on us. Cherush had to be cut, they don't have them on us. So the Mishnah says, Potem Elachas says, Yiram Mukhiv to do Kisei Hadam. So that's going to be a Shaila, the Gemara's going to be, why you're not Mukhiv? Why don't you just say Sveka deraisa lechumer? The cherish ha'tvikotin. We don't know if they did a proper shechita. So consider it a suffix. If you would have had a cherim or a moisam, and they know that he did a good shechita, so then chayv lechasas. If they know the ben atzman, they don't have the money, so it should be a suffix where they did a good shechita. So you should say you need kisa adam b'li bracha. Why does the Reish and the Mishnah say potem lechasas? You don't need kisa adam.
What happens to the behemoth?
Yeah, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the question. Is it a Vaday Nevela or is it a Suffolk Nevela? So that's going to be the Machlekes in the Mishnah. V'chen l'inyan osu v'ezbeno sheshochtu, d'cherish ha'tu v'kot n'shech, d'cherim ha'im osim. Other people were watching and they said d'cherish ha'tu v'kot n'shech did a proper shechita. They shechted properly. So then osu l'ishchot achreim, you're not allowed to shechta osu v'ezbeno, d'cherish ha'tu v'kot n'shech did the mother, and I'm going to shecht the Vlad. So you're not allowed to. It's always Vezmano. What a Benom, the Benatzmam, there was nobody else watching when the Cherish HaTavikot and Shecht, and we don't give them their manas. Cherish HaTavikot don't have the manas. They said that they did a good job of the Shechita. So now it's a Machlek, it's Rameh and HaChachamim. So Rameh Mata Lishchot Achareh. Rameh says, it's a Vaday Nevela. It's a Vaday Nevela, and there's no prohibition of us Vezmano. HaChachamim Maisrim. The Chachamim say, you're not allowed to. It's a Suffolk. It's not a vaday also, it's a suffix. A modim, the Chachamim would admit, Shimshoch Hashem is suffix as Arbaim. If you want to shecht it, b'no, the Cheresh had to be caught and shecht it, and no one else was watching. So it's a suffix nevela. So I'm not allowed to shecht achreim, I'm not allowed to shecht it, b'no, or the aim, me suffix. But if I did shecht it, I won't get malchus, because it's just suffix the rise of the chumr. So that's b'kitz, it's a machlegs of me and the Chachamim. When a cherish ought to be caught in shecht and no one is watching, a mer holds that it's considered a vaday nevela. The Chacham say that it's a suffik nevela.
If you're malchus, are they allowed to?
Mi suffik?
Would be over the line.
Yeah, mi suffik. Suffik there I say lechumra, but only mi suffik, not bevaday. So there won't be malchus. So that's the pella. Why does Rav Meir say that it's a vaday nevela? The Gemara is going to discuss it. And if the Chachamim say that it's a suffik, why don't they disagree in the ratio also? The Reisha says, "The Cherish had to be caught in Shecht, Beinam LeBein Atzma Potem Alachasas." It should say, "Ramei holds Potem Alachasas, Ramei holds Vaday Nevela." And the Chacham should say, "You should do Kisa Adam B'li Bracha." Selfik Darais Alachum. You should do Kisa Adam B'li Bracha. So that's what the Gemara asks. Frek the Gemara, "Ve Rabbanon, The Chachamim who disagree with Rav Meir. Meir holds that it's a Vaday Nevele. The Chacham holds that it's a Sofik Nevele. So Mashna Reisha Deloit Pligi, Mashna Sefer De Pligi. In the Reisha, they don't record that anybody disagrees with Rav Meir. He says you don't do Kisei Adam. Why? The Chacham should say Sofik Deraisa Lechumer. Should do Kisei Adam Bali Brocha. Mashna Sefer De Pligi. In the Sefer we quote, are you allowed to do also as Benao? So Rav Meir says it's a Vaday Nevele. Just forget about also as Benao. The Chacham say it's a Sofik. So Misafik is not allowed to shecht also as Beno, but Misafik wouldn't get Malkus. So the Chachamim in the Sefer say Sofik, why don't they disagree? Why doesn't the Mishnah record in the Reisha? We're going to come to the Maskana that who are Dinami. Once the Mishnah quotes the last two lines in the Mishnah, last line and a half, the Chachamim Oisrim, but you don't get Malkus, that's Sofik. So they would disagree in the ratio also. They would say, Chayav lechasas misafik, believe bracha. They're going to disagree in the ratio also. But first the Gemara thought, no, that the simple reading in the Mishnah, they don't disagree in the ratio. Why not? Mashna ratio, delot pligi, mashna sefer de pligi. So the Gemara gives an answer. Ratio, you're right. Midina deraisa, it should be the same. The Chachamim should say in the ratio, you have to do kisei adam misafik. But in the ratio, I amrinan chayav and lechasas, if you say you have to do kisei adam, believe bracha, so not everybody will understand that it's a suffix. They'll think that you do kisei adam because it's a kosher eshchita, it's perfect. Amri, people, some of the onlookers will get the mistaken impression, shchita ma'al, you see, it's a perfect shchita, v'asan amechal mishchitasam, and that's the opening Mishnah that says, the first Mishnah on that base, and Chulin says, chereshotim kotim shoshochtu, that you're not allowed to eat it. Misafik. So over here, you're right. Min haTorah, you really should have done kisei adam. But we say yesh kach v'achachamim la'kedod min haTorah b'shei v'altasa. The chachamim have authority to tell us. Let's say Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So they say even though min haTorah you're obligated to blow shofar, the rabbanu we prohibit you from blowing shofar. That's called yesh kach v'achachamim la'kedod min haTorah b'kum liyase b'shei v'altasa. The Chachamim don't have authority to permit us to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos, or to intermarry, or to do an aver b'kum liyaseh. But they do have authority, Yishkav Yechachamim, la'kadom and atar, to tell us to violate a mitzvah in the Torah, b'shevi al tasem, not to fulfill the mitzvah. The Gemara never says, how do you know that the authority goes so far? The Pasuk says, Ushmartam es mishmarti, that Pasuk we mentioned before, that's the concluding Pasuk, Parsha Zachrimos. The Chachamim are encouraged. They should make Zeris the Rabbana. How do you know that? Had a right to make a Zeris, even Bakiras Dabban Atar, even to tell us to violate a mitzvah? How do they know that they have the right to go so far? So, Bachana Basman has a whole essay that's called Kuntres Divrei Sefer, the relationship between Dinim Deraisa and Dinim Derabban. When he calls the Divrei Sefer himself, sometimes as a connotation of Torah Shabbal Peh. And sometimes the connotation of dinim derabbanan, the dinim that the rabbis came up with. So the rabbis sometimes came up with dinim derabbanan. They invented dinim derabbanan. Sometimes they developed dinim deraisa by using the midrash haTorah and the drashas. So Rabbi Chanan's essay is about kuntres divrei sefer, the interplay between dinim derabbanan and dinim deraisa. How do they relate to each other? So he wrote a good part of that essay when he was visiting in America in Baltimore. Rabbi Shmab said that he was staying by him. So when he wrote part of the Kuntres Divrei Sefer. So he suggests over here, on this, there's a pasuk in Dvarim. It says, Ki polimim chadova la mishpa midam adam midin adim midnega la nega. If you have a shaila, and there's a machloikis between, among the rabbanim, and it can't be resolved. So it says, Vekam to ve'alisa, go to the Bez Nagodol. Whatever the paskin is binding, everybody has to listen to the psak, even the tzad shikeneged. The rabbanim had a machloikis, but once the Bez Nagodol gives a psak, everybody has to follow that psak. So Rashi says, "Afila yamin shu small, while small shul yamin." So what does that mean? So the Ramban and so Pashut Pshat means that the authority is binding, even if it's an error. The psak of the Bez Nagodol is binding, even if they made a mistake. So how can it be? It's against the Mishnah and Horius. First Mishnah and Horius says there's a unanimous vote to all the 71 members of the Bez Nagodol. They paskin something, and I know that they're dead wrong. I marked their b'chinas when they were learning for smicha, and they all got 99s, and they made that mistake. All the 71 members, they all made that mistake, and it's wrong. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to follow the psak of the Bez Nagodol if it's an error. So what is this? It's a sifrei, but Rashi quotes. How can it be? So Rabbi Chana Basma suggests maybe that's what it means. The Bez Nagodol tells you in the Chumash it says today's Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow shofar, and we tell you with the authority vested in us as a bezin, we tell you we're making a gzera d'rabbanan. Don't listen to the chumash. Maybe that's what it means. Al yamin shu small. Not that they made a mistake. They're telling you to violate what it says in the Torah. And then the Gemara has a machlekes. To what extent do they have this authority? Is it only yeshkach b'yad chachamim lakadom in the Torah? Only b'shevi al tase. Don't put tzitzis al beged shel pishtan. And don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And if a gersh and his guy are near Pesach, don't let him bring the korban Pesach. And all the other gzeres that the Gemara has. So many gzeres b'shevi al tase. Or is it even b'kum b'yaseh? Maybe yeshkach b'achachamim, even lakadam atar, afilu b'kum b'yaseh. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. That's a machlekes l'maskana. That's a machlekes the Bavli in the Rishami. We usually follow the Bavli. So the Bavli says that the authority of the Chachamim is limited. They only have yeshkach lakor b'shevi al tase. To be oiker a mitzvah. Not to fulfill the mitzvah, but they don't have authority to permit you to drive to the synagogue to maintain Jewish identity. The conservative and the reform, they give their rabbis more authority. But the Orthodox don't give the rabbis so much authority. We only give the rabbis authority, lakar v'shevi al tasa, not lakar v'kum v'yaseh.
So what about the case of Eliyahu on Har Carmel?
The Gemara asked that kasha. The Gemara asked that kasha. So it's a question what the answer is. So some Rishonim interpret Eliyahu b'Har Carmel got a nevuah, a hayra shor. It wasn't with the koyach of chachamim. It was you're not allowed to listen to a navi if the navi says from now on there's no prohibition of shchut echutz. So that you know he's a navi a sheker because he's contradicting the words Moshe Rabbeinu. He wants to be oikar a mitzvah legamre. But if the navi says I got a nevuah that we should violate shchut echutz on this one occasion, then you do have the obligation to listen to the navi. So some Rishonim say Eliyahu b'Har Carmel was b'toras nevuah. And most of the Rishonim read the Gemara not so. It wasn't b'toras nevuah. Tosis in Sanhedrin quotes Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash says that Eliyahu b'Har Carmel was b'toras nevuah. He was told b'hayra shor you should bring shchut echutz. And Tosis in Sanhedrin, the end of the hand, pay tes on the base. Tosis says the simple reading of the Gemara is not like the Rashi al Torah. Simple reading in the Gemara, it was b'toras chacham, not b'toras navi. And even though ain koach laka b'kum b'aseh, but if it's lahayra shor the migda milsa, then yesh koach laka afilu b'kum b'aseh. So he saw b'nevuah that if he'll do something now startling, shocking, he'll accomplish a big hachzara b'tshuva. So that was lahayra shor the migda milsa is yesh koach laka even b'kum b'aseh. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Yeah. Okay, that's Yitzchak. How does he kill his son? The Gemara asks, how did Yitzchak listen to his father? He should slam his father. What do you mean? His father's going to kill him. He should stop him. So the Gemara says, no, that Avraham Avinu was a Novi Muchzok. He had already demonstrated to his son Yitzchak and to others that he had a Koyach HaNevuah. He demonstrated also some Opsim. So even on this occasion, on the occasion of the Akedah, he didn't show any Osir some Opsim, but he was already established as a Novi Muchzok. And so Navi Muchzak, you have to listen. He didn't say from now on the Baruch Shalom told me there's no whistle by Siritzach. No, he said the Baruch Shalom told me as a Hayra Shah, I have to shecht my son. So that's the Hayra Shah, you have to listen to the Navi. Right? That's the Gemara it discusses all that. That's all in the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara suggested initially. How come the Chachamim only disagree in the Sefer that the Cheresh to the Kotan is a Sofik Nevela? They should disagree in the Reisha also. Why do you say Potam Lachas? You say Chayv Lachas is Misofik, believe Bracha? So the Gemara's first answer is no. You'll make a mistake. What the Gemara answer? Reisha, he Amina Chayav Lachas is. People will make a mistake and they think you're allowed to eat. Yeah. So that's what they had to say. You don't do kisei adam at all. So that's they're invoking the principle of yeshkach b'achachamim lakadot men atoira b'shevi altas. Freg di gemara sefer nami. Kevin the kami rabbanon also lishchut achreim in the sefer. If a cheru shaltu v'kotn shechts b'nomen l'b'natzma, no one's watching. So the Chachamim say it's a Sofik Nevele. So Misofik, you're not allowed to shech those of his Beno. You're not allowed to shech the Ben afterwards. If you're going to tell people you're not allowed to shech, Amri people will think mistakenly Shechita Mal. You say it's a perfect Shechita. But also Mechal Mishchitosam. The people make a mistake, they'll think that they're allowed to eat. So why aren't you worried in the Sefer also? Mor says, no, the answer is Sefer, Amri Bisruhu Delokam Aboyle. And the Sefer, we tell them, don't shech the Beno, don't shech the father or the Vlad, because the Cherush are to be Kotcher. So the people, the onlookers, won't realize why we said don't shech. And we said don't shech because we don't have enough people interested in eating fleshiks. Not that they'll think right away, you're not allowed to shech because the Cherush are to be Kotcher did a perfect Shechita. No, they'll think maybe no one's interested in eating flesh. Why do you say in the Reisha, if you'll tell a person to do Kisadam Misafek, this will mislead people into thinking that it's a kosher Shechita. Why will they mislead? People will interpret that he has a puddle full of blood in the backyard and he wants to throw some sand on top of it, that it shouldn't be a bloody mess in the backyard. How do you see that it's going to mislead the public into believing that it's a Shechita Kshera? Just like you say in the Sefer, people will interpret that you're not going to shech the Vlad, not going to shech the Yosef Hezman, because no one needs the flesh. And the Reisha doesn't interpret it. Once the Naka Chatzai wants to keep up the backyard. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you can't say the Naka Chatzai or Shechet Ba'ashma Ma'ika Lameima, or Bolik Molach Ma'ika Lameima. What are you going to say if he shecht it in a sloppy, in a Ashpa, in a place that's full of filth? You can't say that he's doing the Kisei Adam just to keep it clean. It's a sloppy mess. So sometimes it's going to be clear and obvious that he's doing it the Shem Mitzvah. Or Boli Moch make a memory. What if he comes and he has the Shaila? And you go tell him, do the Kisei Adam B'li Brocha. So he's going to hear that you got to do Kisei Adam B'li Brocha. So Frek de Gemara knew in the Sefer also. What is in the Sefer? You're not going to shech those Vezbenos, that people won't be misled into believing that it's a Shechita Kshera. Why? Because they'll think that no one's interested in eating flesh. No, but the Tamech, Sefer Nami, Bolim Molech Meikon Amen. What are you going to say in the Sefer? If someone asks the Shana, am I allowed to Shech the Vlad? So you're telling me not allowed to Shech the Vlad. So they're going to think that it's a Shechita Kshera. They'll think you're allowed to eat from the Shechita's Cherishar to the Kotten. Feg Mobi Le Tamech, Sefer Nabon Amolech Meikon Amen. Erling Marse, Rabon Akula Milse Pligi. The Rabbanu disagree in the Reisha and in the Sefer. It's a mistaken reading in the Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes, "V'natru le'le Reb Meir." They waited till Reb Meir finished everything that he had to say. Adamasik le'le Milsa, till he says everything he said. What does he say? That the Shechitas Cherushat V'Kotten Zavadai Nevela. We don't know why yet. We'll have to learn next time. V'hoda pligi alei. And then they come and they disagree. But once they disagree in the Sefer, they disagree in the Reisha also. That this will be both the Reish and the Sefer with respect to Kisei Adam, respect to Osva Ezmel, they hold that the Shechita Zcheru Shevet Katan, when no one is watching, is a Sofik Nevel, and they hold that it's a Vadai Nevel. So now the Gemara is going to have to discuss, where did this come from? Why does Rabbi hold that it's a Vadai Nevel? Why does Chacham hold that it's a Sofik Nevel? So that's going to lead them into the whole discussion of Ruba V'Chazok. Okay, let's stop here. This week's Seder has the mitzvah binyan hamishkan. Mishkan was a hairuah, sure. That the mishkan was traveling, they were putting it up, taking it down, putting it up, taking it down for 40 years. That the mishkan shila was only temporary. And then later there was a mitzvah ledaris to build the Beis HaOlamim. It's called Beis HaOlamim, means the permanent Beis HaMikdosh, that you can't, ein alachrei heta, there's no heta bomas after the Beis HaMikdosh. You can't, that's the makam shiv Hashem, that's the one and only place. Shila was only temporary Mokam Mashiv Hashem, because it wasn't permanent. There was Yesh Achrei Heter. After Mishkan Shila was Chorev, after a few hundred years, so then it was again a Heter Bam. So after Yerushalayim, no other place was right to build a Mishkan, and that's the Beis HaOlamim. So the Beis HaMikdosh and the Beis the Mishkan is a Mokam where Bnei Yisrael and Ribbono Shel Olam meet each other. V'na'alti l'chasham, Ribbono Shel Olam will meet us. The Shechina will meet the Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara comments on the pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Anavi was at the time of the Churban Bais Rishon, so he prophesies in advance it's going to be a Churban, and the Jews will be sent into Golus, but they're going to have a miniature Beis Hamikdash Deva'ehi Lahem LeMikdash Meyat. So the Gemara says in the end of Megillah, what's a Mikdash Meyat referring to? The shuls and the yeshivas all over the world, not only Babel, all over the world, are considered amigdash miyat. What does that mean? So the Chayyadim quotes from the Sefer Yireim, where Rabbi Blazin admits that this is a real interpretation. This is not an asmachta. He said this is a real din daraisa. That just like there's a din of migdashi tiro, there's a din of moira hamigdash, there's a din of covered beis haknesses. It's not exactly the same. Moira hamigdash is covered square. Moira means extreme covered. And covered beis haknesses is not moira beis haknesses. Covered beis haknesses is slightly lower. What exactly is the difference? Why is this a... This is only a migdash miyat, miniature beis hamigdash. And that's the real McCoy. What's the difference in definition? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the difference is that the beis hamigdash is beis Hashem and we come to visit by him. The Beis HaKnesses is Beisenu, and he comes to visit by us. So that's why this has a Chiyuv Moira. We're visiting the Shechina in the Beis Hashem. And Beisenu, the Gemara has such a lotion. What are you permitted to do in the shul? What are you not? There are certain things you're not allowed to do in the shul, other things you are allowed to do in the shul. So the Gemara says it's Ki Beiso. Like if you'll visit a neighbor, if you go, so Rav Soloveitchik said to Moshe, if you go visit a neighbor and it's pouring outside and you're wearing boots. So you're going to walk into his house with the boots on. It's not their cheretz. You don't walk in with boots. You're allowed to wear shoes. And the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to wear shoes. You have to... You trample the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara said, you have to take off your shoes. You're not allowed to wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaKnesses, you can wear shoes if they're clean. But you can't go in with wet boots. Whatever you wouldn't do by the next door neighbor... You're not allowed to do if you visit the Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaMikdash, because that's a Migdash Me'at, means our home, where the Shekhinah comes to visit by us. So that you gave another mashal. It says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that you have to have special, the Gemara says in Shabbos, you have to have special Big Day Shabbos. They learn out from Megillas Rus, that she dressed up for the date. Rus dressed up for the date when she went to Elimelech. Stay Ali Melech. So you have to have Big Day Shabbos. To Boaz. So the Rishami is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that Big Day Yontav have to be fancier than Big Day Shabbos. Most people, they quote from the Chazon Ish, we can't afford it, so we just wear the same on Shabbos and on Yontav. Rav Soloveitchik used to wear a top hat on Yontav. On Shabbos he wore a regular hat. Yontav used to wear tails and a top hat. And on Shabbos he wore a normal jacket, a normal suit, and a normal hat. And he said, that's his Big Day Yontif. Okay, some people have special cufflinks, some people have special tie pins. You have to have something special. Why is Big Day Yontif more choshev than Big Day Shabbos? Rav Soloveitchik said that on Yontif, on Shalosh Rigon, we have a chiyuv aliyah l'regel to visit the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Beis HaMikdash. And on Shabbos, he comes to visit by us. And we say, boy v'shalom, boy chala, not only are we greeting Shabbos, we're greeting the Shechina, because we assume the Shechina is coming to visit by us. So just like the difference between a Beis HaMikdash and a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMikdash, we're going to visit the Beis Hashem. Beis HaKnesses, Hashem is coming to visit by us, to meet us together. So that's the difference between Shabbos and Yontav. That on Shabbos, the Shechina comes to visit by us. That's where Rav Soloveitchik used to think that the minhag always was that everybody stood for Luchot Doidi because they're greeting the Shechina. The Shechina is coming, not just greeting the Shabbos. So he thought that L'chad Doidi should have the status of Pi Minig, it has a status like a Dovish of Bigdusha. Because the greeting the Shechina is coming in, not just greeting the Shams. So that's the mitzvah of making a Beis Hashem. The Beis Hashem is supposed to be a Beis Hashem. Next week, by mistake, the yeshiva scheduled me to give a shiur on Tuesday night. They didn't consult me. So I won't be able to give the shiur next week.
Just on a show of hands, how many would come Wednesday? You have a ribuy of people coming Wednesday, we'll have a shiur Wednesday.
Be a Purim shiur.
Be a Purim shiur on Wednesday.
Purim.
All right, so we'll have a shiur on Wednesday.
Wednesday, same time. Okay, good.
All right.
Purim day, right?